Hello, hello, and welcome to the second episode of Let's Go Mental. I am Barbara, your family and mental coach in the making, committed to diving into our mental journey together so you can start gaining that mental edge needed to toughen up every day a little bit more. On a special note, remember always that I am Italian, so love my accent and embrace my mistakes. Last time, I talked about what the mental game is all about, why it is important, busted some myths, and explored why sometimes we fail in supporting our kids' mental game. By the way, if you miss it, you can catch up on our first episode and grab the questionnaire on supporting your kids' mental game from the show notes. Today, we will unpack the powerful idea of the process over outcome mentality. Interesting. It's very fascinating. It's a concept that flips the script on traditional thinking. So instead of prioritizing winning at all costs, it's all about growth, improvement, and resilience. Personally, I am all in on this approach because it aligns perfectly with my goal of using sport to teach my kids important life lessons while still enjoying the journey of sport. Now, let's talk about the status quo. We are all familiar with it, isn't it? Society, teachers, coaches, parents, we have all been there. It's the mindset that says winning is everything. That getting into that elite team or acing that test is the only measure of success. And we get upset with our kids when they just get a B or they don't score during a game or we just lose that game. But here is the surprise, or maybe it's not a surprise, but tying our kids' values solely to their accomplishment, isn't it a little bit outdated? Sure. Winning feels great. We can't deny it. We all want to win. But most of the time, there is a cost attached to it. The pressure, the fear of failure, the fear of not being enough. It's not exactly a recipe for well-being, isn't it? And let's face it, as parents, and I am a parent, we are guilty. We are major player in this game. And we all fall down short in this winning game concept. Ever catch yourself getting a little too fired up during a game, only to feel completely crushed if we lose? So here is a question for you. What matters more to you? What your kids accomplish or who they become? I am betting most of us would say it's who they become. Okay, so accomplishment or becoming? Interesting. Let's break it down. Accomplishment, they are like trophies. Nice to look at, but they don't tell the whole story. Yes, they are miserable. You can attach a number or a name to it, so it is easy to see the results. But what about the becoming? The becoming, on the other end, is a journey. Dynamic, fluid, it's the process of growth and transformation. And trust me, it is where the real magic happens. It's all about building character, developing skills, and learning to roll with the punches in between some good wins. Take sport, for example. Sure. Scouts love a kid with talent, very good, but what really sets them apart? There are a lot of talented kids playing soccer or football or basketball, but what sets really them apart? It's all those intangible things. You know, the resilience, the determination, the attitude, the teamwork, the passing the ball instead of scoring solo, that then this is not accomplishing, this is becoming. And that comes from embracing the process and not only the outcome. The outcome will come, of course, but the process is what is important. So, how do we shift from a focus on outcomes to embracing the process? It's not easy, especially in a world that loves instant gratification. But it starts with instilling in our kids that early let's go mental mentality, the one that we are working on, and helping them understand that the journey is just as important as the destination. It's not easy. Of course, we as adults are still trying to understand how it looks like, but let me give you a couple of examples. Imagine planning a long year trip around the world. Sure, the trip itself is the end goal, but it's the planning, the preparation, the anticipation, that's all part of the process, right? And think about writing a book. It's not just about finishing it and selling it and promoting it. It's about embracing the writing process. You cannot start being a writer just today. You need to set a plot and understand the title and all the kind of little steps that will bring the book to the bookshelves, right? And so, how do we do it? How do we transform the accomplishment into the next step phase? How do we implement the focus on being able to reproduce the win? Because winning once, it's easier than keep on winning all the time, having a strategy to win all the time, having the mindset ready to win more than one time. We are entering the zone where there is a shift in the mindset and where the priorities are different and we are entering a magic zone where there is a shift in the mindset and where the priorities are different and the outcomes became part of the process. I will share two strategies to pass from theory to implementation, and as I want you to learn and you to spend time with your kids and understanding it in a different way, I will share one strategy in this episode and the second one in the next episode, so you won't miss a piece during the process. So, first call to action. Remember that you will find the worksheet in the show notes. Go there and click on the link so you can pass into action. So, strategy number one, it's called control what you can, let go on what you can't. Everything starts with awareness and acknowledgement. It's about teaching our kids the difference between what they can control and what they cannot. On a daily basis. Easy, no? We all know that we can control something and we cannot control everything, but being aware of it, that is where the magic happens. And remember, it's a magic for adults as well. We don't always think of this strategy. We don't think that there could be a better way to focus on the right thing. Because believe it or not, there are many things that are out of our control and vice versa, of course. If we place, I will talk about we and not only the kids. If we place, I will use the word we instead of they because it's a process that we as parents need to learn as well. If we place our attention in what we cannot control, it is likely that we will feel more stressed, sad, not confident, upset, discouraged, and be more in the state of finding justifications and blaming. Because, of course, they are out of our control. And it's like life is happening to us, to them. We have to transform this mindset into the feeling that life is happening for us, for them. And this starts with finding all the areas that are under their control and focusing on those, resulting in a more positive outlook. So it's very positive to know that we can actually control a lot of things. And then second step, very important, very difficult, just let go of what they cannot control as quickly as possible. This is an essential part of the champion's mindset. Understanding, differentiate what your kid is able to control during a practice, a game, a competition, a test, a relationship, the work, the business, whatever it is. There are a lot of things in life that we cannot control, fortunately or unfortunately, I will add. And no matter how mad we feel, how sad it can be, or how upsetting, we cannot do anything about it. It's just the way it is. That's a true fact, a statement. So why should we and our athletes lose so much energy and time in these categories? Yeah, because we are human. It's part of us blaming and shaming and feeling that it's not fair. But sometimes we cannot just change anything there. So why don't we focus on what we can control instead? If they are able to learn this, if I am able to learn this, if we internalize this as it is how life is, it's really magic. Trust me, it's magic. No more blaming, no more things outside our control. Can you imagine during a game just embracing the mistakes of the other because we know that we did our best in that particular occasion? Referee or jury or field condition or weather, whatever it can be, it's just not under our control. So why losing our energy there? We, they, you, I will start to understand that they are only losing their time and energy on something they cannot just change. Learn to let it go. It is very important. How do we do this? Download the success sheet in the show notes and do this exercise with them. Make it fun, take turn, guess, guide them if necessary, but let them think of the elements that are or are not under their control. It is important for us to sit down and take ownership and responsibility for what we are and for what we can control and work on it. And just let go of the rest. Oh, even the word let go, it's sometimes so empowering. The most successful and the happy people on the planet are just very good in letting go. So start now. Start letting go something today. It's very powerful. Try this exercise and let me know. You can share it in the community, but what is the community? It is my new way of connecting with you. There, we have our safe space. You can ask me for any support, and I can give you my insights. Ready to be part of it? Don't wait. Go to the show notes and join me. Every week, I will spend some time answering your questions, posting some thoughts about the topic of the week, connecting and discussing with you. You will find other resources there and have the chance to connect with the like-minded parents. Okay, so here we are at the end of the episode. Today, we discussed the importance of having a process over outcome mindset to become a champion in life and in sport, focusing on the process and understanding that we don't have to waste our time and energy on what we cannot control. So, okay, we are here ready to say goodbye. Until next time, embrace the challenges, conquer the doubts, and always remember to go mental every day a little bit more. Bye for now.